goblin. It was only vaguely human in shape, sacking, stuffed with leaves and straw. A spell had been put on that, so the Forvalaka could not let go once it grabbed hold. That happened at virtually the identical moment that Soulcatcher stepped into Long Shadow's workplace, when all hell broke loose everywhere else. A little something that didn't look like Goblin at all, and probably smelled even less like him, bounced out of the darkness. It awarded the panther an enthusiastic kick in the ribs.
"I knew you were too good to be true. And after I went to all that trouble to try to fix things for you..."
Boom! He kicked her again. She roared and thrashed. A voice from the darkness said, "You make her any madder, she's going to bust loose and tear you a new asshole."
"If I didn't make that spell strong enough to hold four more just like her, then I deserve to get my shit shoot rerouted."
The Forvalaka roared again.
"But I do need to do something about all this racket."
It could be heard for miles. Owls hooted. This time they conveyed no sense of alarm. Nevertheless, only the Forvalaka was out in the open when a lone Taglian stepped into the clearing where the beast still struggled to let go of its prey. The newcomer told the darkness, "White wedding, white knight." I would have laughed had smoke permitted me that option. Goblin materialized.
"What's the word, Mofat?"
"Somebody's coming. Sneaking. And they know where they're going."
"Surprise, surprise."
Goblin gave Lisa Bowalk another kick that would have broken normal ribs.
"When they sell you out, they sell you all the way. I ever tell you what this bitch was doing first time we met her? She was barely old enough to bleed at the crotch, but she was killing people to sell their bodies."
"We've heard it all before, boss," a voice called from the darkness. "If we've got company coming, let's get ready to have a party."
"I hate this shit," Goblin told Mofat. "I hate this country. I hate these people. I hate..."
"I hate to tell you this, but they're less than a mile away."
"Mogaba with them?"
"I don't know. I didn't wait around till they got that close."
Goblin went to work being a wizard. He cooked up some of his favorite wizard dishes. Those, it was obvious immediately, would include illusions. One-Eye and Goblin loved to make people see things that aren't there. I stole away to take a look at the people approaching. These events were taking place in rocky, wooded, brushy mountain country in the dark. The seeing was bad even for me. I couldn't find Mogaba, though I did confirm that the folks hunting Goblin were Mogaba's partisans. They were hard little snots, too, after having spent a winter in the business. They were wary, and they were quiet. I backtracked them. I had to go all the way back to before sunset to get a glimpse of Mogaba. I caught him sitting around with his boys not 5 miles from Goblin's camp. He was sharing his venison roast with a big black kitty. That led me backward again, instead of just humping off to see where everybody went. The mantra that cleared the mists around Goblin also helped disperse those around Mogaba, but only for a few seconds at a time. I found out what I wanted to know, then rejoined Goblin's bunch in time to watch them ambush the bad boys who were supposed to clean up after sweet Lisa Bowalk. What looked like a shimmering ghost materialized on the slope opposite the one where Goblin and most of his gang waited. Although the specter grabbed the attention of the Shadowlanders, that